Welcome to the Noracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are looking back at what has arguably been the most volatile 6 months in the history of large language models.
We are specifically examining the transition period where AI coding agents cross the threshold from experimental novelties to reliable, daily-use tools. We will also break down Apple's latest integration of AI into its accessibility features, including a new wheelchair control interface for the Vision Pro.
And later, we will look at some growing pains in the AI developer ecosystem, specifically how Anthropic's Claude Code is struggling to maintain performance in enterprise Windows environments.
It is a packed agenda, tracing the line from high-level model capabilities down to the granular friction of local terminal environments. Let's get right into it. We are starting with a retrospective piece by Simon Willison, titled "The Last 6 Months in LLMs in 5 Minutes." Willison identifies November 2025 as a critical inflection point for the industry. This is when coding agents fundamentally shifted from what he calls often work to mostly work. That distinction is crucial. An often work tool requires constant supervision and intervention, which often negates the time saved by using the tool in the first place. A mostly work tool is reliable enough to be integrated into a daily workflow. Willison notes that between November 2025 and May 2026, the title of the absolute best LLM changed hands 5 separate times.
It has been a relentless back and forth between Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google. The specific models driving this arms race include Claude Sonnet 4.5, GPT 5.1, Gemini 3, GPT 5.1 Codex Max, and Claude Opus 4.5. Every time one lab establishes a lead, another leapfrogs it within weeks.
And the underlying driver of this recent acceleration isn't just scaling up compute or parameter counts. It is a shift toward reinforcement learning from verifiable rewards, or RLVR. This technique has significantly improved model performance specifically in coding tasks where the output can be objectively verified by a compiler or a test suite.
ROVR allows the model to explore multiple solution paths and self-correct based on definitive feedback, rather than relying solely on human preference data, which is subjective and expensive to scale. The result is models that don't just generate code, but actively use tools, run tests, and iterate on multi-step projects with minimal human oversight.
But this rapid turnover of the best model creates an entirely new problem for developers and enterprise users: model fatigue. If the state of the art changes every 4 to 6 weeks, standardizing an enterprise workflow around a specific model's quirks and capabilities becomes nearly impossible.
That is a valid concern. Companies are building complex agentic pipelines, and a new model might be objectively smarter, but it might also break carefully tuned prompts or exhibit different failure modes. The shift to mostly work status means these tools are now deeply embedded in production environments, raising the stakes for every model update.
Still, the productivity gains seem to be outweighing the integration friction. The fact that we now have autonomous agents reliably executing complex coding tasks marks a definitive end to the era where LLMs were primarily viewed as advanced autocomplete engines.
Shifting gears to hardware and consumer AI, Apple announced a major suite of accessibility updates on May 19, 2026, positioning these features ahead of Global Accessibility Awareness Day. The updates heavily leverage on-device Apple intelligence.
The standout hardware integration here is for the Apple Vision Pro. Apple has developed the ability to control compatible power wheelchairs entirely via the headset's eye tracking. They built this in partnership with Tolt Technologies and Lucy.
This positions the Vision Pro as a piece of critical assistive hardware, rather than just a high-end spatial computing or entertainment device. The precision required for safe wheelchair navigation is immense, and relying on eye tracking to handle that securely demonstrates a high degree of confidence in the Vision Pro's sensor array.
Beyond the Vision Pro, Apple is rolling out natural language navigation for voice control. Historically, voice navigation required users to memorize rigid command structures or rely on developers properly labeling UI elements, which, frankly, many third-party developers neglect.
Natural language processing allows the system to interpret intent dynamically, bypassing poorly labeled interfaces.
They're also introducing an AI-powered image explorer for voiceover and on-device generated subtitles for uncaptioned videos. Furthermore, the Accessibility Reader is getting a significant upgrade to parse complex document layouts. It can now handle scientific papers, multi-column text, and intricate data tables.
That document parsing capability touches on a critical privacy angle. When disabled users rely on AI to interpret personal documents, medical records, or their physical surroundings via the Magnifier app, the data being processed is highly sensitive. Apple is heavily emphasizing that these features utilize on-device Apple intelligence.
Right. Keeping the processing local ensures that the data never hits a cloud server. This is a crucial differentiator when you are building tools that constantly monitor a user's environment and read their mail. It highlights how local, small-parameter models are becoming essential for privacy-preserving accessibility.
It also shows how AI is moving from a discrete application you open to a foundational layer that translates the digital and physical world for the user. These updates are scheduled to roll out later this year, likely aligning with the next major OS releases.
Our next story looks at the operational friction of these new AI tools. A growing number of developers are reporting severe performance degradation when using Anthropic's Claude Code CLI on Windows, specifically within PowerShell environments.
Claude Code is designed to be an agentic command line interface, meaning it should autonomously execute commands, edit files, and manage version control directly in the developer's terminal. But Windows users are documenting terminal freezing, massive input lag, and a barrage of excessive permission prompts.
The technical root of the problem seems to be an environment mismatch. Even when launched from native PowerShell, Claude Code is reportedly defaulting to Git Bash, or MSYS, for its shell operations. This creates a massive bottleneck in path translation between the Unix-style MSYS environment and the native Windows file system.
That path translation delay isn't just an annoyance. It actively breaks the agentic loop. When commands take too long to execute, the model often assumes a failure, retries, or hallucinates errors. Users are reporting that this behavior leads to the rapid consumption of their session token budgets without the tool actually completing the assigned tasks.
Compounding the issue is Claude Code's conservative security model. Because the agent can execute code on the host machine, Anthropic requires manual approval for many standard development patterns. But when the system is lagging, these approval prompts stack up, completely defeating the purpose of an autonomous agent.
It raises a structural question about how these tools are developed. The AI ecosystem heavily skews toward macOS and Linux for local development. When tools are built and tested primarily in Unix-like environments, Windows users often end up feeling like second-class citizens.
And in enterprise software development, Windows remains a massive standard deployment environment. If Claude Code struggles to maintain reliability and speed on Windows, it creates a significant barrier to enterprise adoption.
Anthropic will need to address these native execution paths. An agentic tool that requires constant manual intervention and burns through token budgets due to basic file system latency is fundamentally failing its core value proposition.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick. We have a major industry move, a stunning 3D visualization technique, and a couple more workflow updates from the Claude Code repository. First up, Andre Karpathy announced on Platform X that he has officially joined Anthropic. This is a massive acquisition of talent for the company.
Karpathy's history as the director of AI at Tesla and his foundational work at OpenAI makes him one of the most respected figures in the field. His move to Anthropic further cements their position as a top-tier destination for AI researchers focused on frontier models.
Next, a highly detailed 3D rendering titled Gaussian Splat of a Strawberry has been making the rounds. Created by Danny Biddle, this model was built using 90 distinct perspectives, with 88 focus-stacked images per perspective.
Biddle captured the scene using a Nikon Z8 camera and a Laowa 180mm macro lens, processing it through the Slang Splat framework. 3D Gaussian zoplatting uses millions of semi-transparent, learnable ellipsoids instead of traditional meshes, allowing for photorealistic, real-time rendering, even on mobile hardware. Returning to Claude Code, users are requesting an expansion of the tool's custom URL scheme. Currently, links like claude-cli:open can launch the application in a specific directory, but users want a session ID parameter to deep link directly into ongoing conversations. Developers are trying to integrate Claude sessions into external task managers like Todoist, and the lack of direct deep linking forces a manual terminal command to resume work. The request also highlighted community frustration with Anthropic's policy of auto-closing inactive GitHub issues after 60 days.
And finally, another feature request for Claude Code. Users want the ability to customize or disable the automatic terminal window titles. The AI currently generates a summary of the session and overwrites the terminal tab name.
Power users running multiple concurrent instances find these auto-generated titles unhelpful and stale. While there is an environment variable to disable the feature entirely, the community is asking for native configuration settings to manually name their project tabs.
That wraps up our coverage for today. The rapid maturation of AI coding tools is clearly creating friction at the local system level, but the broader capabilities continue to accelerate.
And we will keep monitoring how these tools integrate into both enterprise environments and consumer hardware like the Vision Pro. Thanks for joining us on the NARAcast Tech Briefing.